Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. So you got Mavs Clippers tonight at 9 o'clock. You'll have Rangers baseball coming up at 7 as they are going to host the Mariners. It's time now for Wolchuk's Top 10, hosted by Chief. Segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consult, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Here's the Chief.
Yes, sir. The people have spoken. On National Picnic Day, we will celebrate the 87th birthday of Jack Nicholson, which took place yesterday. So happy belated to our guy Jack here. You can text in your favorite Jack of all time, or you can text in your favorite Jack Nicholson movie. I actually have in front of me two lists. I have the most famous Jacks in all of history, and I also have Jack Nicholson's top 10 movies of all time as voted on by the people. So all the Jack will be had over the course of the next few minutes. I did want to show some love to the Lakers fan who ate a punch last night that I was not expecting in the crowd. Did you see that, Lucius?
Yeah, I seen that, bro, right to the jawbone.
Oh, my.
It surprised the hell out of him, too.
Yes.
He didn't think it was going to happen.
But
what should you think?
You get around the Jokic bros.
What are you thinking?
Yeah,
These guys that make Nikola Jokic look small. His brothers are just giant Serbian security guards, is basically what they are. And they were obviously in the stands last night in Denver cheering on their brother as Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets climbed back from down 20 in the second half to the Lakers. And Jamal Murray hits the fadeaway baseline jumper over Anthony Davis at the buzzer for the victory. But at one point, I believe at the end, in the celebration there, you get a Lakers fan that's a little bit mouthy. He's upset. His team just gave up a huge lead and gave up a huge victory. And I guess he had the wrong words for the wrong guy. It was Nikola Jokic's, one of his brothers. And the brother is a few rows up, so like, and that's the advantage.
Yeah,
play.
Punch down, bro.
When you're fighting from up and get to go down, you don't want to be the guy fighting in the stands that's having to look up at this guy, because now this dude is just bigger than you, no matter what. And this Jokic brother is a giant, just angry, ornery human being, and he threw a punch on this dude that if you just saw the punch, you would think this is going to KO anybody in that building. But this Lakers fan just ate that thing, dude.
I mean, it must have got him on the forehead or something, because I'm surprised his like nose wasn't splattered or he didn't go falling. I mean, Jokic's brother's got to be 280 pounds, and it's a lot of muscle.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I think you're right. Like, the punch, though it was strong, was a little bit more in the nose, cheek, eye sort of area as opposed to a jaw shot. If you get that guy on the jaw there, that's a sleeper. But this dude just ate that thing.
I guarantee it's up today, though.
Oh yeah.
It's swollen up today. Yeah.
He's very proud of it today. Yeah. I'd be taking social media pictures.
Breathing funny out of one nostril.
Yeah. I don't think Jokic brother one is getting back in an NBA arena for a while.
No,
after this.
No. The NBA is already doing their little investigation here. There's not too much to investigate.
So are the police. Yeah. The police are looking for him as well.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. They're looking for the guy that got punched to see if he wants to press charges, because no charges have came up. And they're also want to talk to the brother.
Yeah, he's just standing there, like, talking, like, dude, screw you. And he's like, no way, this giant guy is climbing over rows of people to punch me in the face. You know, yeah. And salute to him for kind of standing his ground, even though he was, like, I don't know, 10 inches shorter and 100 pounds lighter. He looked like a pretty tough guy by his own right.
What a quick jab thrown there, too, by the Jokic bro. Like, he's a giant, giant human being. He kind of jumps down. He's wearing a Chuck Liddell mohawk on his head. I mean, that should tell you all you really need to know about this guy.
I want to see him in some celebrity fights.
Yeah. We need to get some of that, dude. Because
I want to talk to that dude.
Yeah.
I want to see your situational awareness. You're not aware of this? Yeah. These guys have been in a fight before. Yeah, you ever seen this before? Are you new to the NBA?
I mean, at any point would you think about, you know what, I'm gonna run down these stairs or I'm going to run up the stairs? I'm going to put some distance between me and bro. You kind of got to just stand there and see what he's going to do, right? You don't want to look like a chicken.
You got to hit him with the, hey, you got it. You got it, my bad. You got it, bro.
Yeah. Hey, bro. Dude, I don't want to fight.
You got it.
Yeah, mate.
My bad. Trip.
Yeah.
But maybe this
I'm
Lakers
drunk.
Fan knew.
I'm drunk. My bad.
Lakers fan knew that he could take a punch. You know, that's the thing. Like, if you know you can take a punch, you know you can take a punch.
This dude thinks he's going to knock me out. He doesn't know what I do.
Yeah. Very, very impressive, though. Yes. Shout out to that Laker fan. And I would love to have a conversation with that guy. And it looks like the police are efforting to do so as we speak. So, anyways, let's get into the news of the moment, which is the top 10 list of the day, and a lot of folks texting in their favorite Jack of all time. What do you guys prefer? Do you want to go through the Jacks, or do you want to go through Nicholson's IMDb for his top 10 movies?
Okay, I know I got into a trouble yesterday for a couple of, you know, takes that were off the center, according to some people. But I do want to say, I don't think Jack's movie catalog is that good.
Yeah. This guy, man.
I don't think it's that good.
Undercutting Jack Nicholson's career the day after his 87th birthday.
Does he have a single truly great movie?
Oh, man.
He didn't even do that many of them.
You don't like the One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
I did love that movie. That's a good movie.
Easy Rider. Did you like Easy Rider?
I haven't seen it.
Chinatown.
Okay, Chinatown.
So you got to go back 70s.
They spent a whole lot of money on that.
You got to go back nearly a half century.
He's
just 80, stopped working.
Bro. Yeah.
How does he keep bringing in all this money? He just watches Lakers games and is a millionaire now?
Few Good Men
is amazing.
That's pretty good.
I think it's
that's 90s. That's like 90s, yeah.
I think it might be back end on movies. Because he already gets a big... Yeah, Hoffa's great, Broadus.
Hoffa's in there, yeah.
Hoffa is great.
Look at Broadus understanding
this
the
is
catalog
the one,
here.
This is the one guy that I would watch movies, though.
This is your guy?
I mean, this is the one guy. Princey's Honor, Lucius, did you ever see that
Never seen that one.
Okay, he's an assassin that falls in love, and it's actually pretty cool.
Kathleen Turner.
Yeah.
Angelica Houston. Yeah,
I liked As Good As It Gets. I thought that was a good
one.
It was a good one. Hey, shout out to the rom-com.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a grumpy old guy that hated Ron. I think I related to him.
Shining is good. Shining is great.
Shining was incredible.
Dawson.
Yeah, Shining was good.
Have you seen The Departed?
The Departed is good. I forgot he was in there.
Departed.
How about a smoke? You want to smoke? You do smoke. You don't smoke. What are you, fitness freak? Yeah, go bleep yourself.
I think he's still, he's got a higher ratio of fame to good movies than any actor out there.
Okay, so he does have a lot of B movies.
I mean,
a lot of B movies, but when he hit, he hit.
Yeah. Young gals are still throwing themselves at him.
It's Jack, baby.
Like cheating on their actor husbands to get with Jack.
He's on the beach with a big old belly eating a sandwich, a whole sub sandwich with no napkin or nothing, just a sub sandwich, bro.
He's definitely reached the point of no Fs to give.
Yeah. Belly out, bro. Yeah.
It's belly out, sandwich in hand, heater in the other.
Yeah.
Sunglasses on, day or night, inside or out.
Crazy ass hair.
Yeah, hair looking like a Thundercat. Yes. Yeah, standing up on his head.
That hair hasn't seen a comb since the 80s.
Yeah. And she's 23.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is going on? It makes me reevaluate everything women are looking for. I just don't understand you at all.
You should.
Anger management was good too.
He's arguably the best Joker.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
The most quotable Joker. Even though the other Joker says, why so serious? This Joker right here, Jack Nicholson's Joker, has quotes, man. You would have hit a man with glasses, would you? You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? I say that to all my prey.
It's good.
That's awesome, dude.
Wasn't Heath Ledger better though?
Yeah, Heath Ledger, like he was a real psychotic type of person.
Yeah.
But some say there's no Heath without Jack. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, there you go. I like that.
The Last Detail comes in at number 10 for the catalog here of Jack Nicholson. Five Easy Pieces comes in at number 9. Easy Rider, Lucius, at 8.
Yeah. Come on.
That's 1969, I believe,
Batman at 7.
Let's go.
The Departed at 6. As Good as It Gets.
Yes.
At 5.
Good movie.
Where's Barry Lyndon? Barry Lyndon.
Cute little dog, too.
Yeah, a good looking dog. Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4.
They spent a whole lot of money on that one.
1974, I believe.
A Few Good Men at 3.
Is that Paramount? I think it's Paramount.
Look that up.
The Shining is number 2. And The One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest comes in at number 1. So you guys nailed this catalog. You absolutely nailed it.
Saw that in film school.
It was in Terms of Endearment, too. Another one.
Is it a no-brainer for you guys that he will come in, Will Jack Nicholson, on the top 10 Jacks of all time?
For sure.
I think
for
so.
Sure.
Is he a top half Jack or a bottom half Jack?
He's going to be top half.
Top half Jack?
Yeah.
Right above Kennedy.
Yeah, Kennedy's going to be in that. Jack Kennedy. That's not what you can do.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just
going to finish it.
It was a speech about going to the moon. We're going to the moon.
We're doing it because it's hot.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm wondering how many of you will know some of these Jacks here. And maybe, you know, like Jack Sparrow's getting texted in a lot. You can give me a fictional Jack.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Jack Daniels?
Jack Daniels is a good one. Tennessee whiskey man.
Who's your favorite sports Jack of all time?
Nicholas.
Nicholas or I was going to maybe Lambert.
Dempsey.
Jackie Stewart. Car racer.
Okay, if we're throwing Jackies in there, then Robinson needs to be extremely high up on on the list here. Chan. Oh, my goodness, man. There might be a separate top 10 Jackies we could do. But Jack McBriar.
Jackie Chan?
Yeah.
I love Jackie Chan movies because he does not want to fight you guys. Come on, please. Yeah. And then he watches 30 of you fools in a row. please, man, I don't want
to
do this.
He'll climb up like 3 buildings
do this to you.
I hate that you're making me do this to you, man. And it was all his own stunts, too. Like, Tom Cruise gets all the love, but it's Jackie Chan. My favorite thing about a Jackie Chan movie is waiting to the end, and it's 2 minutes of bloopers where he's trying to do the stunt, and he hurts himself.
Yeah. Falls flat on his stomach at 43.
Man.
Hits himself in the nards.
Yeah, he's, like, trying to jump through a car window and just smashes his face. Top 10 Jacks. Jack in the Box, Jackie Moon. Jack Lee Lane. Jack Lemmon.
Lane.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Johnson.
Yeah, boxer.
Another boxer.
Jack the Ripper.
No, Jack Johnson is a guitar player, isn't he?
I think there's two.
Okay.
Oh, it's Jack. Jack.
Jack
Johnson,
White.
Jack Johnson. Jack White, yeah. Jack Johnson was the boxer, I think.
Singer-songwriter Jack Johnson. He comes in at number 10, actually.
Okay.
Banana Pancakes guy.
How about the dude with the beard?
Don't mind if I do.
Oh, God.
Jack with the beard?
Yeah, isn't it a Jack with the beard?
Jack Black?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
School of Rock.
Yeah, School of Rock was fantastic. He's on this list here, extremely high. Jack McBriar comes in at number 10. You'd probably know him if you saw his face. He's just a goofy supporting actor in some movies. Kind of a straight edge funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Harlow.
Took steroids at LSU with me.
Jack Harlow comes in at number 9. Jack Whitehall at number 8, British comedian.
Yeah.
You have Jack Kerouac. He's one of the most influential authors of the Beat Generation.
Oh, okay.
The Beat.
Not super familiar with his
beat
work.
Beatniks, the man.
We're at the coffee house. Man. Yeah.
Jack Johnson at number 6.
Tenacious D.
Jack Nicklaus at number 5.
Wow, 4 better.
The White Stripes, Jack White at number 4. That's a Mount Rushmore. Mm. Come on now. Jack the Ripper at number 3.
London Zone.
Serial killer.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson is number 2. We are honoring him a day after his 87th birthday.
We said he was going to be the higher up.
Yeah.
Jack the Ripper should be at the bottom of the list, bro. He's a murderer.
Yeah. I know. We have this infatuation.
He terrorized everybody.
Could
walk around London without it.
It was a real icon. But Jack Black is number 1, your most famous Jack in all the world.
Yeah, before you could get shamed into appreciating murderers, they got famous as bleep, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like the Bonnie and Clyde biography was crazy to me.
Yeah.
How people were cheering these people on. Yeah. They're shooting cops.
Yeah.
You know? Billy the Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a record-setting funeral here in DFW, Bonnie and Clyde, where one of them did. It's crazy.
Yeah, there was
DFW's own.
There was a video of their car was all shot up, right? The FBI or whatever finally got them.
Got there in Louisiana.
And people found out about it, and they rushed the scene, and they're trying to take their clothes off, and it was a really weird time, I guess. Mm-hmm. Different time. now, you know, you will be quickly reminded you should not be celebrating these people. You'll be shamed away from that kind of behavior.
Lucius, which gangster they caught in a movie theater? There was a famous gangster that I think that they got in a movie theater.
Well, wasn't that Oswald?
Well, I know they get. Yeah, that one was for the
assassin. I don't know.
Abe Lincoln was in a
theater.
Oh,
that's a good one now, though.
It might be John Dillinger.
It was Dillinger.
John Dillinger.
Caught at the pitchers.
It was air conditioned.
At the moving pitchers.
It was air conditioned, and that's why he got caught.
At the Biograph Theater.
Yeah.
BOI agents moved to arrest Dillinger as he exited the theater. He tried to flee but was shot.
Dang. The
deadly shot was ruled justifiable homicide.
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you for the top 10. We'll check back tomorrow. Between Stars and Mavs, which team is in most trouble? Ooh. We'll discuss that. Have an addition to the finest coming up at 5 o'clock. Then we'll be into the expressway. And before you know it, Sands will be talking to you, getting you ready for Rangers pregame coming up at 6 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.